AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. On the eve of Super Tuesday, Donald Trump says he feels good. The GOP presidential frontrunner told a rally tonight in Valdosta, Georgia, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz ganged up on him during the last debate, but it didn't work.
It's all talk, no action. They debate, they talk, nothing gets done. They then go to get campaign contributions. Yep, I promise I'll do this. Will you give me a contribution? That's what they do.
John Kasich made his last appeal for support tonight in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Let's get through this process. Let's keep the faith that at the end of the day, a vision, a positive message, and the reality of change and reform can really carry the day.
A big crowd turned out tonight to hear Bernie Sanders make his last appeal for support before Super Tuesday. It came in Milton, Massachusetts.
Tomorrow in 11 states, including Massachusetts, over 800 delegates are going to be elected to the Democratic Convention, and we anticipate winning many of them and a majority of them right here in Massachusetts.
Hillary Clinton is hardly mentioning Democratic rival Bernie Sanders ahead of Super Tuesday tomorrow. Instead, Clinton is focusing on Donald Trump. The Democratic frontrunner is expecting to significantly pad her delegate lead when people cast ballots in 12 states and a U.S. territory. The last batch of emails from Secretary Clinton's private server when she headed the State Department was released tonight. But spokesman John Kirby says there was nothing top secret in the 3,800 pages of emails that were released.
There are no upgrades to top secret in tonight's production.
This is AP Radio News. For the first time, Google is admitting at least partial responsibility for a crash of one of its self-driving cars. It happened in a public bus in California. AP correspondent Justin Prichard reports Google has tweaked its test car after the crash.
This happened on Valentine's Day, so Google says it's already reviewed what happened many times in computer simulators that it has, and it's already actually changed its programming of the software that governs the way these cars drive so that it will not maybe make such assumptions about buses yielding to the car.
Southern California authorities say two men fleeing from police today in a stolen taco truck sideswiped a school bus full of kids, took down lights at an intersection, and smashed into a propane truck. No one was seriously hurt in the crash, but two shots were fired at the men. And several hundred people took to the streets of Salt Lake City tonight to protest a police shooting that left a 17-year-old Somali refugee critically wounded. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.